Now let me read, and I'm going to package this here and put together verses 15 through 18. And I'm going to read it in my translation. I hope you're following in your Bible, authorized version, by the way. And the seventh angel blew the trumpet, and there followed, or came to pass, great voices in heaven saying, the kingdom of the world, of the cosmos, is become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. And he shall reign unto the ages of the ages, that is, forever and ever. And the 24 elders sitting before God on their throne fell upon their faces and worshiped God, saying, we give thanks to you, O Lord God, the Almighty, who art and wast, because thou hast taken thy great power and didst reign, and the nations were angry, and thy wrath came, and the time or the period of the dead to be judged, and to give the reward to your servants the prophets, and to the saints, and to them that fear thy name, the small and great, and to destroy those who destroy or corrupt the destroyers of the earth. The blowing here of the seventh trumpet is of utmost significance, and it's of special relevance in the understanding of the remainder of this book. In the program of God, it brings us chronologically to the breathtaking entrance of eternity, where the mystery of God is finally unraveled. And it brings us in God's program as far as Revelation 21, where eternity begins. Now, the broad outline of events which are significant to God is given to us here by the Holy Spirit. This section is a summary, a syllabus, or a capsule synopsis of events up to the door of eternity. And I think if we will more or less focus on these events, you will understand what we're talking about. Now, first of all, here there were great voices in heaven at the blowing of the seventh trumpet. Now, you'll remember at the opening of the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven. Now, here, what a contrast. Because here the blowing of the seventh trumpet reveals God's program, clears up the mystery of God, and all of God's created intelligences can see the end now and are jubilant in anticipation of the termination of evil being so close at hand. That's a time of joy for them. And then the kingdom of the world. And you notice in my translation, I put it like that. Why? Because that's what it is. Now, it's not kingdoms. It's kingdom. It denotes the fact that the kingdoms of this world are at present under Satan. They all are. And to them, there's no distinction of nations, no east or west, no iron curtain. All are his. Both sides are included in his domain. A great many people think that Satan's controlling Russia today, but that the Lord is controlling the United States and angels are hovering over the Capitol at Washington. May I say to you, those angels may not be God's angels that are hovering over Washington today. Doesn't look like it. But actually, today, all the kingdoms of this world are his, and so it's called the kingdom and not kingdoms of the world. Now, it's the totality of a civilization and society of which men boast of self-improvement, but which becomes more godless and wicked each day. It's a condemned civilization that's moving to judgment. And it's going to become the kingdom of Christ someday. And it says of our Lord and his Christ, this kingdom is going to be subdued someday, not by some little sweet saccharine talk on brotherhood and love. It's going to be brought to him, and he's going to rule, because we're told in Scripture, the kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder, cast away their cords from us. And the early church understood that that was the condition of the world. They quoted that when persecution broke out in the early church. And you will find that in Acts, the 4th chapter, verses 23 to 26. And then in Psalm 2:9, we read, thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Now, we're going to see the details of what's given here in this section when we get to the 19th chapter of Revelation. And he's coming to put down rebellion. You can see, therefore, the seventh trumpet is moving along step by step towards eternity. Now we're told that the 24 elders sitting before God, they begin to worship, fall upon their faces. In other words, this is the church in heaven. It causes the church in heaven to worship and to celebrate the coming of Christ to the earth. This will be the answer of our prayer, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And then the nations were angry. Now that reveals the fact that the stubborn rebellion of man will be right down to the very end, right down to the wire. The stubborn heart of man is in rebellion against God, and this old nature, this carnal nature that you and I have, it's not obedient to God. Friends, you couldn't even make this old nature that you and I have. You couldn't make it obedient to God. I don't care what you do. And this is exactly what Paul says. He says, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, it's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. You just couldn't bring this old nature under. That's the reason he's going to get rid of it someday. And that someday is coming. It says here, the nations were angry. Because why? The wrath of God has come. They've been fed all this putrid pablum today about the fact that God never intends to punish sin and that man's getting better and better every day, while all the time he's getting worse and worse. Now, the sixth thing I note here, and the time of the dead to be judged. Now, that brings us to the great white throne judgment. We're going to see in the 20th chapter. And then we read, and to give the reward to your servants the prophets, and to the saints, and to them that fear thy name, the small and the great. Now, the church has already gone into his presence. The believers there have already been rewarded. We saw the crowns on the heads of the elders. Now, these are Old Testament saints, tribulation saints, that are included in the first resurrection, but at a different time. And they are now going to be rewarded as the kingdom begins. And also, he's going to destroy those who destroy the earth. And that's both man and Satan, for man is a destroyer as well as Satan is. And we're warned today, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Now that brings us down to verse 19, and I shall read it. And we read here, and the sanctuary, or the temple of God in heaven, was open. Now when we see the church again, it'll be in the New Jerusalem. And we're told definitely there's no temple there. So here there is a temple in heaven. And that temple that Moses made was made after the pattern in heaven. But the church goes to the New Jerusalem. That'll be our eternal abode. That's our heaven. And it's going to be heaven, friends, in spite of the fact that you and I are going to be there.